Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. Hey, it's time for the 5 on 5. And once again, this week, we are grateful to the people sponsoring the 5 on 5, a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Over there, you will find formerly with the Color Experience, Sandra Reynoso and Kelly Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving their patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and of course, mine and everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. You can find them in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1, or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
So it's 5 on 5 time, 5 things to be grateful for. And I was at the Country Kitchen this morning, which is a little breakfast eatery in Vero Beach, Florida, if you haven't been there, on Old Dixie Highway.
AKA our test market.
That's right. And I went there and I walked around to people that see me there, right? Because I eat there pretty frequently.
Well, they look forward to see your surveys.
And they go, are we writing something or what? I said, no, this is for the radio show. So they were laughing. So 5 on 5, and I have it, notes from the Country Kitchen.
Okay. Oh, just general?
I said, whatever you want to be grateful for.
Okay.
Okay. So number 5. To be alive, mobile, and able to see. That was from Miss Joan. Thanks, Joan.
And, you know, I'll bet you somebody knows somebody, Miss Joan knows somebody that is immobile and sight challenged.
Right. Number 4, good health. If you don't have health, it doesn't matter what else you have. You can have things and money, but without your health, you can't enjoy them anyway.
Amen.
That's from Ray. Then I went to Rona. Rona's been on our surveys before, and she's been in some of the stuff I've written.
All righty.
Yeah. Rona says she's grateful that she's able to be sociable. When I interact with people, it gives me insight into them and into myself. It gives me a reason to get up every morning. Good?
Very good.
Yeah, it's very good. Thanks, Rona. Then Dana said, I am grateful for my children and my grandchildren and my beloved wife, because they're all so good to me. And the last one was Roy. And Roy said, he's grateful for the sunshine. It sure beats New Jersey. And you know what? Every one of the 5, when I went up and I said, just anything you're grateful for, every one of them said first, to be alive. Isn't that something?
Hmm.
I said, that must be an early riser thing, because they're out early having breakfast, you know? It must be just something, oh, I woke up, I'm alive, I'm going out for an egg. You know, it's all good. It's all good.
Well, we had mentioned earlier, tomorrow is the anniversary of somebody you lost, mm-hmm. a birthday. Tomorrow is the, you know, a lot of folks may remember the day I had my mom on the show. Tomorrow would have been my mom's 91st birthday.
Wow.
And, you know.
The birthday of Leo was a man I was with when he passed, and it was a great uncle, and it was a wonderful time.
Elizabeth had to say goodbye to a brother. So, you know, all these things, I think, give us new appreciation for
life.
Like Rana said, you know.
That we're alive.
And a reason to get up in the morning.
Right, right. And, you know, we're talking about being alive today, too, because we're talking about overcoming loneliness. And loneliness is part and parcel of being alive. Being a human being, you're going to have times of connection and times where you just don't feel connected. And what we want to talk about is what you can do when you're having those times where you don't feel connected. You know, one of the things that I want to talk about, because we're going into the time where we'll be meeting with family and friends that we don't see all year round maybe, but then we all come together. And when you're lonely and you're looking forward to that, old unhealed hurts can cause us to isolate. Sometimes physically, but many times only emotionally. So I'm throwing this out. Don't withdraw into yourself. We do this sometimes with our families. We withdraw into ourselves, you know, and we go, oh, I'm going to have to be going to that dinner. And already I'm thinking about it, and I'm already withdrawing. I'm starting to withdraw from them before I'm even there.
And you have already set the stage.
Right, Right. So if family doesn't feel safe, for example, bring a friend. Ask if you can bring someone. Okay, you know, so-and-so is, can I bring a friend? I have a friend that I want to bring with. Or bring your phone so that you have a friend close by where you can go into the bathroom and call and say, okay, I'm struggling, but I'm okay. I'm going to go back out there and I'm gonna try again to love, not to be afraid or to be separated or to be depressed. I'm going to try to get back out there and love them anyway.
And you mentioned some of the other tools that we've spoken about in the past and will in the future, the EMDR, the NET. You know, if this is a pattern in your life, take a look at it. Maybe explore it with a professional. You know, what is bringing it out?
Yeah. You know, also, sometimes when we're going somewhere like this, we need to make a plan to be able to leave if we have to. If it's not a safe place, have a plan. Make sure you have your own vehicle. Don't get picked up. Don't have it at your house. But, you know, don't, you know, those kind of things. Because if you need to leave, you need to be able to.
Park far away so you don't get blocked in.
Right. But recognize the habits that you've concocted to get through these times of loneliness with a crowd and choose a different course of action. Do something different this time. I know one of the women I worked with, whenever she was at a family thing, she started to think about using drugs because she was a drug addict. She would be great all through the year, and then she'd be surrounded by family and think about, maybe I'll go in their medicine cabinet and see if they have anything to make me feel better. That's not okay. You have to know that about how you're going to feel, and you have to be ready, willing, and able to overcome that so that that doesn't overcome you and your stance to make a better life for yourself. So these are, you know, choose a different course of action. And that's, you know, sometimes we have to face the fact that some of our relationships may be toxic. And like a garden, your world is like a garden. You're going to plant, hopefully, strong, healthy plants. You're going to plant strong, healthy plants. But even so, weeds will grow. You know, it's not that the weeds grow that say whether or not your garden was a success, right? It's whether or not you get fruit. Isn't that true? If you're growing a tomato garden, you're going to get weeds. But if you get tomatoes, that's okay. You can keep pulling the weeds and you can keep picking the tomatoes.
But I've also seen some magnificent weeds.
Yeah. But some weeds are good. Yeah, some weeds you think are just a weed and then they turn out to be something special. Remember on the Atosha, when they went down and found that Atosha, when Mel Fisher and his crew found it, one of the things they found was seeds. And they planted these seeds. They couldn't wait to see what was going to grow.
And how old were they when they were found?
Like 300 or 400 years old.
Yep.
And they planted the seeds, and it was a weed. It was a weed from Spain that grew.
And they were still thrilled.
They were thrilled. They were like, look at the weed we grew. It's great, you know. But so here's the thing. The bottom line when you're going with people, are you reaping any fruit? And if there's no fruit being reaped, maybe it's time to look at the relationship. Should you continue it on the same grounds? You can make some changes. You can make some changes and it will be okay. But don't run from it. Don't go inside yourself and not let anybody get you.
And don't be so inclined to settle. Just because the way it's been doesn't mean the way it has to be.
Right. Another thing that's important, especially if you came from maybe a family that was dysfunctional, which, okay, they say 90 to 95% of families are dysfunctional. That's a study done at the University of Michigan. 90 to 95%. So if you didn't grow up on the Brady Bunch on TV or on, you know, even they were dysfunctional. I'm sorry. I should have said Father Knows Best or one of those kind of shows. But if you didn't, which most of us did not, you're going to have some dysfunction in your life. And that's the reality. That's how it is. So start to learn. You have to learn how to trust a person and just one person. Start with just one safe friendship. Build from there. You know, one interesting way to get this rolling, if you don't have a way, some of you do have a way. Maybe you go to church, or maybe you go to a 12-step group, or maybe you go to a pottery class. And maybe there's a person there that you feel connection with. Give it a try. But if you don't have that, here's something I want you to think of, because some of you are going, well, I don't have that. I don't have that ability. I don't have those people in my life. So if you don't have that, I want you to look for someone you can help.
That helps me.
Yeah. Get out of yourself and your negative self-talk and put the needs of someone else first. Try it. You will find out that as you're helping someone else, that inner critic shuts up. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
She just gets quiet all of a sudden, like, oh, okay, well, I guess you're doing something good. I better be quiet here.
Lizzie has often referred to her babies, and I was like, you know, if you got more than one, you never mentioned it, but it's she has people in her life that...
Who are your babies?
You're talking previous, right?
Yeah.
I worked at a place where I had I worked with a really cool group of kids, and they were all younger than me, and we just had a really strong connection, and... somebody was sick, something was wrong, something was whatever. We took care of each other.
Yeah.
And we called ourselves, like misfits, because it was just a bunch of people from all different places and walks of life that, you know, we had each other. And we got through 3.5 years of a really rough job
right.
with each other, you know, and reaching out.
That's important. And it was, so that's what I'm saying. It connection is based on love when you're trying to help someone. Connection is based on love when you're reaching out trying to help.
And separation is based on lie.
And fear. And usually on fear, you know?
The opposite of love.
Yeah, you know? And it's a tough thing. Invest your time and your presence in something you care about. And when you discover a purpose, like what Lizzie was just saying with these, with her babies, for her to call them her babies, obviously there was purpose there.
I have a cat, but
and evidence of love.
Yeah, and evidence of love. But when you discover a purpose and put your energy behind that purpose, loneliness will minimize automatically. It automatically minimizes. And as you do this over and over, you're going to build a network, and it's going to be a support network, because don't underestimate the importance of this network, because the combination of your value, what you brought to the situation, what you were doing to help them, coupled with the gratitude and connection of the recipient, is going to pay off long term. Your social network will start to grow. And that happens every time. It's not here and there.
I need to be distracted from me.
Yeah, absolutely, truly. That's well said. I need to be distracted from me. I need to just think about someone else, and in that, find my first connection.
And relief.
Yeah, and it will bring relief. We're going to take a short little break, and we're going to come back. We're still talking about overcoming loneliness, and we have some more ideas for you. Stay tuned. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. It's Beth Walsh Erickson here in the studio with Liz and Lee Kimball, and we're talking today about overcoming loneliness. And we've talked about a few different things. We've talked about starting to build a network. We talked about figuring out, is it fact or is it a feeling? Is your loneliness a fact? Are you really lonely? Then you might need more help. You might need some counseling, some therapy, EMDR, NET, a support group that would meet. But you might need more than just listening to the radio and trying something new. But I have another thing that I want to talk about. I want to talk about, if you want to overcome loneliness, this is going to sound crazy.
I'm anticipating it.
Okay. I want you to begin a course in self-care. You know, why? Because lonely people put that off. Isolation brings a sort of numbness that can kind of promote a loss of self-nurturing. And this sounds crazy, but if you're listening and you're lonely, I want you to shower, shave. That's men and women, different ways. Eat well, move, sleep only when appropriate. Don't sleep in the middle of just to not be involved, to just check out of life. Take care of your physical self and your surroundings. What do you think about that?
I think that what you described just now is a great deal of symptoms of depression.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, you know, if you've got all the things Beth was just speaking of, please, you may be wanting to reach out and seek some help with that. But it is a great starting place. It really is. And just one other suggestion I would make is, you know, Beth and I have both had huge changes in our physical beings. I spent a lifetime of, you know, going from obesity to emaciation at times, everything from diet to eating disorders. It's, you know, I've run the gamut. And what I can tell you is a great gift I got from you, Beth, was at one point just to ask God to help me to just love my body just the way it was. Not to change the way I eat, not to help me diet, just to love my body just the way it is. And you know, if you're feeling you're not worth it, whatever power you want to believe is that your greater power, just ask it to help you to feel better about yourself.
It's really important. It's really important that you take care of yourself. But you know, even if you're not, if it's not just in the throes of depression, but you're feeling lonely and you wake up in the morning and you don't really want to get out of bed. And you're like, you know what, I'm going to sleep another half hour and I'm not going to shower before I go to XYZ or before I do whatever it is that I'm supposed to be doing. And so you do that. You put it off and it affects you. It affects how you feel. When you get up and you shower and you're bright and chipper and it wakes you up, it changes the way you feel.
Self-esteem boost right there.
Absolutely.
You know, when you're stuck in that pit of loneliness or whatever, or depression, it's hard to, you know, speaking from experience, it's hard to reach out when you're like that. You know, I find myself, you know, when I've felt this way before, felt really lonely, you know, I don't want to reach out. I don't want to. And I'm like, I can sit at home and almost like feel sorry for myself because my phone's not ringing or, you know, nothing's going on the internet, talking about, you know, cyberspace again. But, you know, it takes that initial like reaching out, you know, and just asking for help, whether it's, you know, to, you know, what I call my universe or picking up the phone and, you know, calling my roommate or calling a friend or calling somebody, even just to talk for a second. And I truly believe what you're saying about getting up in the morning and taking a shower and, you know, shaving and doing all that stuff. Makes you feel better about yourself. And it's easy when you're not feeling good about yourself to not do those and to sit in my sweatpants and, you know, to eat popcorn and potato chips while I'm, you know, watching the TV in my dark room alone. So, you know, it's just that initial just reaching out that really makes a big difference.
It does.
Move a muscle, change a thought.
Absolutely. You know, one of this is to me,
oh, are you going to get weird again?
It's intensely personal. No, it's intensely personal, okay. But I'm going to say it anyway. One of my favorite things are newly shaved legs.
I love it.
On the day of the clean sheets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Clean sheets and newly shaved legs. The men listening are going, what is she talking about? I'm sorry, it's a woman thing, I guess.
And it's unfortunate you can't experience it because it's just the greatest.
It's a good feeling. And
I can hop on board with so many feminine things. You know, I'm just not there with this one.
So this one, but see, that's like something I can do for myself when I'm feeling lonely. I can wash the sheets and shave my legs on the same day. And just that night when I'm going to bed, I'll have that moment of, ooh.
It's like blissful.
Oh, yeah. It's like, ooh, it's just a little something that feels good. Lee is looking at us like you guys are nuts.
No, I'm not, because what I'm thinking is I will every now and then have a grooming ritual where, you know, it's Lizzie, don't laugh at me. Okay.
It's hard
where,
not to.
You know, I will take extra time to shave in detail. I will cut my hair. I cut my own hair because I have so little. You know, I'll do the extra water pick. You know, I'll do my eyebrows so Diane won't complain about them, you know, but just the little things. I'll take that extra time. And you know what? I come out of the bathroom feeling just
ready for the day.
Walking on sunshine.
And you know what? Charged.
Yeah.
Charged up.
And ready to connect.
Yes.
You
yes.
feel
yes.
ready
yes.
to connect.
And feeling better about me than I did prior.
Mm. Right. And that's what I'm saying. You know, when you hear yourself in bed in the morning and you're saying, just sleep that extra 30 minutes and blah, blah, blah. It'll change your whole day. Really think about that. Be conscious of what your choices are, because those little choices can promote the feeling of loneliness to stay. So that's the one thing. Take care of your physical surroundings and your physical self. Then I'm going to say open your mind. Attend a seminar. Read a book. Go to a 12-step meeting that serves. Listen to music. Journal. Don't wait for invitation. Take action. Take care of your mental and emotional self.
I have to throw one in also. Mm-hmm. I have to throw one in and tap on Elizabeth, because we've had this experience. Clean up your surroundings, mm-hmm. you know, because it's, and one of the suggestions my wife had made Elizabeth, because I know it's been a challenge, and I raised Lizzie, so I know what the teenage years were. You know what? If you're overwhelmed looking at your room, what did Diane suggest to you?
You know, start with you know, the color red. Pick up everything on the floor that's the color red. Pick up everything around you that's the color red and put it in its place. When everything that's red is gone, you know, pick up the things that are blue and put everything away that's blue. And, you know, for me, it's like I have the attention span of a gnat a lot of the times. And my dad calls it squirrel syndrome. But, you know, it's easy for me to, you know, it's like a whirlwind of, you know, frustration and stuff, because, you know, I have this mess in front of me. And so if I just break it down and I do step by step little things, you know, it's easy for me to do it.
It does. It makes you feel better.
Yeah.
When your room is nice, it makes you feel better.
Your clean space. House.
Yeah, absolutely. The last thing I'm going to say, so I said, now we've talked about taking care of your physical, taking care of your mental and emotional. Now I'm going to say, seek the spiritual. This is hard for some of you listening. Don't let it be. Try a guided meditation. We have one we'll give you, don't we?
You know, I've been trying so hard to give that away. You know what? Lee@BethWE.com. If you send me an email, I will send you this guided meditation, no charge.
Just throw it in your computer or in your CD drive or whatever, and just listen. And just shut your eyes and listen to it. And it's a meditation of forms. So email and ask. Just email Lee@BethWE.com. Or if that's not your way, go to nature. Watch the ocean, the river, walk in the forest, wherever you are. Go to nature. Sit in your yard and watch the birds. Watch the birds. Walk the bridge and look for stuff in the river. Look for the dolphin. Look for the fish jumping. Look for the pelicans coming back.
The banana spiders.
The banana spiders. Breathe consciously. Breathe in. Breathe in. And as you're breathing in, say, I'm breathing in connection. As you breathe out, I'm breathing out separation. Or breathe in and say something else.
That works.
Yeah, I'm breathing in full life. I'm breathing out loneliness. Whatever it is. Talk to your higher power. Ask for help, whether you believe it or not. Ask anyway. Try it. So that's the last thing we're telling you today. Begin a course of self-care, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Open yourself to the world. And as you open yourself, others will be drawn to you and loneliness will go away.
Offer help to somebody that needs it.
Absolutely. The key to overcoming loneliness is to connect with the world around you. And you can make this happen by taking care of your relationship with yourself, with others, and with your source. You know, the reality is, if you're listening to my voice, you are so needed in this world. You are so needed. Come back to us soon if you've left us, because we want you back, and we want what you can bring us. Go to our website, www.BethWE.com. Check it out. Maybe there's something there that will speak to your broken heart. Don't let that heart stay broken. Come back. Come back to the fold. You were created for community, and we are here, ready, willing, and able to support you. Thanks so much for listening today. Lizzie, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It was wonderful to have you here. Lee, as always, it was great. Thanks for everything. Tune in next week, folks. We'll be here.
I love you all, and I love you both.